Good morning. This is Chris with your daily Bible reading from the Gateway Church. Today I will be reading from 2 Samuel chapter 18, verses 19 onwards. It's headed David Mourns. Now Ahimaaz, son of Zadok, said, "Let me run and take the news to the king that the Lord has vindicated him by delivering him from the hand of his enemies." "You are not the one to take the news today," Joab told him. "You may take the news another time, but you must not do so today, because the king's son is dead." Then Joab said to a Cushite, "Go, tell the king what you have seen." The Cushite bowed down before Joab and ran off. Ahimaaz, son of Zadok, again said to Joab, "Come what may, please let me run behind the Cushite." But Joab replied, "My son, why do you want to go? You don't have any news that will bring you a reward." He said, "Come what may, I want to run." So Joab said, "Run." And Ahimaaz ran by way of the plain and outran the Cushite. While David was sitting between the inner and outer gates, the watchman went up to the roof of the gateway by the wall. As he looked out, he saw a man running alone. The watchman called out to the king and reported it. The king said, "If he is alone, he must have good news." And the runner came closer and closer. Then the watchman saw another runner, and he called down to the gatekeeper, "Look, another man running alone." The king said, "He must be bringing good news too." The watchman said, "It seems to me that the first one runs like Ahimaaz, son of Zadok." "He's a good man," the king said. "He comes with good news." Then Ahimaaz called out to the king, "All is well." He bowed down before the king with his face to the ground and said, "Praise be to the Lord your God. He had delivered up those who lifted their hands against my lord the king." The king asked, "Is the young man Absalom safe?" Ahimaaz answered, "I saw great confusion just as Joab was about to send the king's servant and me, your servant, but I don't know what it was." The king said, "Stand aside and wait here." So he stepped aside and stood there. Then the Cushite arrived and said, "My lord the king, hear the good news. The Lord has vindicated you today by delivering you from the hand of all who rose up against you." The king asked the Cushite, "Is the young man Absalom safe?" The Cushite replied, "May the enemies of my lord the king and all who rise up to harm you be like that young man." The king was shaken. He went up to the room over the gateway and wept. As he went, he said, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I had died instead of you. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son." When I first read that short passage, I was taken by the word news. We're surrounded by news today, with a 24-hour news culture. But this news that was taken to King David was news that his son was dead. We all have to face bad news sometimes, whether it's the loss of a loved one or a friend, whatever. How do we respond in times like that? Just recently, my godmother, who'd known my mum for 64 years, she suddenly passed away, and it came as a real bolt from the blue. But we all know that in my family that this lady was a Christian and she'd gone to a better place. It's a good thing sometimes to remember that not even with bad news, there's always maybe a good side to it too. And in this case, it was. So, Father God, thank you, Lord, that when there's good news or bad, we do have one another to sit beside and talk through good news and bad news, and to just be support to one another in these times. Help us today to think of people that we can support and get alongside who may be going through difficult times. In Jesus' name, amen.